Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. Today, Dr. Greg Patton will share how you and I can have victory amongst the rising tide of evil. While many people are planning meals or where to eat out on Thanksgiving, and retailers and thrifty folks are laser-focused on Black Friday, we would ask you to put a very special date on your calendar, December 2nd, Giving Tuesday, a day of generosity held annually on the first Tuesday after Thanksgiving. This is a day that can make a difference in the world for years, really for generations to come. You can make a difference in a life or innumerable lives. Please make plans now to participate in Giving Tuesday with a gift to SWRC. Your gifts are income tax deductible and are how we come to you each day with the truth of the gospel and the never-changing message of God. One day, one gift can make an eternal difference. Thank you for supporting Southwest Radio and Prophecy in the News. Last month, we held our special three-day Prophecy in the News live conference in Bristol, Virginia. One of our featured speakers was author and teacher Dr. Greg Patton. Today, we're going to listen in on his presentation entitled Rising Tide of Evil. This presentation will encourage and equip you to have true victory in the midst of the chaos and evil that is in the world today. Here's Dr. Greg Patton.
Going to talk to you a little bit, and our new book coming out is a sequel there to The New America called The Rising Tide of Evil in America. And you know what's happening, right? Our latest, I don't know if it affected you as it did me, but the latest for me was Charlie Kirk, a guy that many are saying that probably had some of the most influence of any man in the last 100 years in America. And I just found out about him just a month or two before he was killed. But he was so smart, so bold for a 31-year-old kid. I don't know if you knew it or not, but the very organization that he headed up had 1,000 employees. Turning Point has 1,000 employees, and he was the CEO. And I guess you just see a loss. You wonder sometimes what God is doing. Have you ever wondered that in your own life? God, what are you doing? This has to be a mistake. Do you know that Charlie Kirk got killed? Did God know that Charlie Kirk got killed? Could God have prevented Charlie Kirk from getting killed? Absolutely. You ever heard of C.S. Lewis? C.S. Lewis said that we are living in occupied territory. And I think that's something for us to entertain, as we just kind of share a few thoughts with you, and I'm going to give you several if I might here. I think that we in the United States of America right now are in a national crisis. I believe that with all my heart, regardless of who's president and what you think is happening. And that national crisis is of ignorance and cowardice in the church in America today. There's something going on that I don't understand. A.W. Tozier said, Satan's greatest weapon is people's ignorance of the Word of God, not knowing the Bible. And I'm going to talk more about that tomorrow when I talk about the spirit world and some of the things that are going on in the world today. Both Jonathan Cahn, you've heard of him, right? And Charlie Kirk, I've been listening to a lot of his writings since he did pass, but both of them emphasize strongly of the return of the demons to the United States of America. And I believe that any pastor or any solid Christian here in this audience, if you are not making yourself aware of the political situation in America and spiritual warfare, you're not in tune with what's happening in America today. Going so far to say, I believe you're a coward as a Christian. You need to know, I've had so many men actually try to stop my ministry talking about the spirit world based upon the fact that they were fearful. It was, who was that guy that time? I think it was, Courage. Yeah, Courage. Aristotle said it. Courage is the greatest virtue of mankind. All other virtues flow out of that. I was just thinking here, I was talking to a couple of, in their own way, missionaries here, Leighton and Ethan here on the front row, and I was just asking this brother about some of his ministry. I said, how many countries have you been serving in? He said, over 70. He's been out there in over 70 different countries, risking his life to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. So many today, especially even pastors in our churches today, just do the same thing every Sunday, and it is such a routine. I believe we're coming down the wire. I believe Jesus Christ is coming soon. I think it's time for all of us to wake up to that fact and realize what is going on and what is my part? What am I doing for the Lord Jesus Christ? Einstein said, imagination is greater than knowledge. 1 Corinthians 8:1 says, knowledge does something. It puffs you up, says the scripture. Imagination, what can you imagine? What can you do? Do you believe that God's got his hand on you today? You see, if God were done with you, where would you be today? You would be in heaven today, not sitting here at the Southwest Radio Ministries Conference in Bristol, Virginia. If you're in a church, by the way, and this is our challenge, I guess as I've gotten older and become more attuned, I've been working 40 years in the spirit world. I've been in radio and television news since I was 12. I'm 78 now. I got a little bolder in a number of areas. But I believe that if you're in a church that is not discussing spiritual warfare and politics on a regular basis, you ought to get out of that church. You ought to get into a church that's preaching all of the counsel of God. If you're not talking about politics, you're going to have to erase a number of portions of scripture in your Bible, in some instances, almost entire books. And people such as Joseph and Jeremiah, Daniel, all those again who stood against the enemies. And there are so many out there trying to destroy you today. I was just talking to the guys, some of them over lunch today, what we found out is happening. And this is by and large an older audience here today, and I can appreciate that. Do you realize that this ain't your grandma's America that you're living in now? And I say that in so many ways, and I'm trying to be kind about that. Why? I don't understand a lot of things that are happening in America today. And you don't either. And the thing of it is this guy that's in the White House right now, do you know what he's doing? He's doing nothing extraordinary. I'm sorry, he's really not. He's doing what I consider normal things. What you would do if you were running the White House. But here's what has happened. We've become so desensitized over the last 3, 4, 5 decades that we don't know what right and wrong is anymore. How in the world can you allow thousands of people come across the border illegally and somehow that is okay? I mean, it's against the law. How could you possibly imagine that that's okay? And yet, you know what? I've said this before, and this is where a lot of us Christians come from. Trouble ain't trouble unless it hits me. See, if you got things going in television news, I could go film murders, horrific car crashes. I was chief photographer for Channel 21 in Fort Wayne, ABC affiliate. I've done years of that and come right home and everything's fine. But guess what? When it comes through your front door, like at 43 years of age, 2 years ago, when my son BJ overdosed on fentanyl in my backyard, and watching my dear wife, who was a nurse, struggle to try to save his life, beating on his chest, trying to put air into his lungs. I'm standing there with some of the other men, including a couple of my pastors, just hopeless and helpless. My Benny was saved, and I'm excited about that. But my, don't you miss them? See, that's one of those bad things about death, especially if that person's a Christian. You rejoice in that, don't you? Where are they? Do you know where my Benny is today? He's up there, I believe, with Jesus. With all my heart, I believe he's there. But how do I feel today? Do you think I miss that time with him? The things we used to do, hunting and fishing together and chasing the mushrooms and playing with the dogs and taking the grandkids to the park together, which we did many times. It all ended. Trouble ain't trouble till it comes to me. Two of the greatest tools, and I'm going to go through a quick list here, and I think most of you had a handout where you got something you can write in, and I'd like for you to do that. I'm going to give you 8 is enough. Part of our new book called The Rising Flood of Evil goes through 27 topics, I believe, that I think are major problems in America today and certainly in the life of a Christian. And kind of what we're doing here is there's people getting up here and they're giving you great information, what has happened and what is going to happen. And our message basically is what is happening in America today. Do you understand everything you've heard here today? Everybody that's been speaking, do you understand that? I'm sitting back there saying, what does that mean? What is he saying? And then some of you are coming to me, ask me about that stuff. I say, you know what? This stuff there, that is so simple. You need to go talk to Larry Spargimino or Lonnie Shipman. That's just simple stuff. I'm teasing. I have no idea some of the stuff they were talking about. I'm a KISS guy. Do you know what that means? Keep it simple, stupid. All right. Yeah, that's me. All right. I'm sorry. I tried to drop out of high school and they wouldn't let me. I was able to drop out of college twice. And so, yeah. And basically, if you hear me, you're just hearing the world. You're just hearing life. That's what I talk about. And somehow that thing works. And I'm grateful that it does, and that God gives me another day of breath, another opportunity in order to serve him in some way. What is happening to mankind? What is happening to America? What in the world is going on? Christians like those gathered here today are asking questions, and there's concerns out there, and they range from the cultural, the moral, the spiritual issues, and all of this is a part of the decline of this nation. When you have it at a point where people like cops gunned down, my whole show on Wednesday on Hello World was just about the cops that have been shot in the United States of America and over in Hawaii, just gunned down, people shot for no reason. We had an 86-year-old black woman in our town last week, shot right in the face, and all she did was answer her door. And as soon as she opened it, this guy shot her right in the face with a shotgun. I mean, we're having that stuff all the time. Fort Wayne's a pretty pleasant place, but it's hard to go a day. Do you know how many mass shootings that we have had in the United States of America so far this year? More than one a day for every day this year. A mass shooting is three or more people shot. It didn't used to be that way in Grandma's America, did it? I grew up in Roanoke, Indiana, population 80. We didn't lock our doors to our house, and I left my keys in my automobile right out in front of the house. We never had any trouble. You have trouble in everywhere from Bristol, Tennessee to Bristol, Virginia and points beyond today. You don't know what's going on, and what's going on is Satan is really working overtime. Amen. I believe so much of that is because, again, he knows Jesus is planning on that return and he is keeping the midnight hour, doing everything he can to destroy you or your family. Divorce is rampant. Kids, people don't know what to do with their kids today. Many think the Christian school's the answer. Homeschooling's the answer, and I'm for it. But I'll tell you know what really needs to change in the life before anyone changes, period? There has to be a heart transplant. This has to change. I've had people come and say, hey, would you come over and help my son? I think he's got some demons. Could you come over and get rid of them? Well, that sounds simple, doesn't it? Do you know what? You can't help anyone that doesn't want to be helped. Somewhere along the line, I learned that. I've been in the ministry in the same church for 37 years. I've tried to help people that don't want to be helped. I'm at a point now because of my age and my hours and days are limited. I only want to help those who want help. And you know what? I believe you're able to discern, according to Isaiah 3:9 and the show of the countenance, I believe you can tell when someone's real and when they want help. Something to think about, something to pray about. There are a lot of views out there based upon your denomination. And we could have a little bit of everything here at Southwest today. A lot of it has to do with your generation, whether you're younger or older, where you're coming from, your personal interpretation of the scripture, whether you're a KJV only person, or the list goes on and on. But I'm going to give you an overview very quickly, if I might, of the eight things that I believe are big problems in America. Number one, we are favoring sin in America. And we have become desensitized to the sacred. We allow a little bit of everything. You know what? Pornography is a major problem. Do you understand that? Up to 70% of all pastors, they'll lie to you, but up to 70% of all pastors are or were involved in pornography. I had a problem with that. Most men do. I think if you don't, men, there's something wrong with you at some point. But God can take care of that, can he not? There's nothing that he cannot resolve. Sexual immorality, concerns over pornography in a place like porn.com or pornhub.com, the most viewed of all websites combined. It used to be you had to go to a grocery store in a black or a brown paper bag to get a Playboy or a Playgirl magazine. Now you just go online and there are millions of choices there. Promiscuity, a lifestyle that conflicts with biblical teaching. We have those who have no problem smoking and drinking and doing drugs and having extra marital affairs and still very active in the local church. What is that all about? Abortion, 66 million killed before, again, Trump got in there basically and the Supreme Court ruling that went on. But guess what? It's still happening. And it's still a national sin. Made in the image of God. I watched a video the other day, and I don't know how they did that, but inside there was this kid that looked fully deformed. And again, I know maybe AI could produce that. It does not matter because it happened. And this thing kind of goes in there in the woman's womb and just rips the leg right off. I got kind of sick to my stomach. And then I cried a bit. That's a human being. That's a creation of Almighty God. How cheap is that? How cheap is a life that, you know what? They'll shoot you and kill you on the street corner for a buck. Don't think they won't, beloved. I watch now when I drive down through Fort Wayne. I never used to do that. But I'm looking to see who's on my right side and who's on my left side. I stop at the stoplight. I look to see if somebody's getting out of a car somewhere. Isn't that terrible? It shouldn't be that way, beloved. And then you have guys like Pritzker in Illinois and the mayor of Chicago saying, everything is wonderful. We only had 11 murdered over the weekend. What in the world? We have a loss of acknowledgement and loss of a reverence for Almighty God in America today. Overall, there's a decline in church attendance, although they say some of the Gen Zers and Gen Xers are coming around and they're getting the truth and coming back. We'll see. Number two, there's a cultural shift from the Bible. That used to be the standard, but there's a cultural shift. Relativism, truth is seen as subjective, undermining biblical authority. Entertainment in the media. I'm coming out with a new book because I spent my whole life in radio and TV. I know this subject inside and out. And I think that our book's going to be a bestseller called Hell's Gate. Hell's Gate, radio, television, Prince and the Power of the Air, radio, television, media, kids on cell phones. Every kid that's past 2 years of age is on a cell phone today. What is that all about? I have a three-year-old in the house knows how to use the cell phone better than I do and wants me to play games I've never heard of. Sometimes I go out, and I've got five grandchildren living with me, and I go out, and I say, what is that cartoon about? They shut it off instantly. They don't want Grandpa to see any more of that thing. And yet it's available on, turn on the TV. What in the world is going on? Many Christians correctly believe, that all of this stuff promotes violence and sex and anti-God worldviews. Perhaps the greatest destroyer in the world is the television set. Many homes have them, and we invite Satan right in like it's no big deal. Give no place to the devil. If you do, what's going to happen? That's a simple question I ask pastor. If you give a place, sir, what happens? Something's got to happen if God tells you don't do it. Something's got to happen. Could you tell me what's going on with gender confusion today? Is that not insane? And I'm not trying to be insensitive, etc., but I'll tell you what. There's two sexes in the XY chromosome. There's a male and there's a female. Cutting off certain parts of a male does not make him a woman. You're the same thing inside, the way God designed you. I don't care how you dress, what you do physically to your body. God designed you in a certain way that's still male no matter what. Man has a better idea. Have you ever heard anything so insane? This country is insane. We have lost our ever-loving minds. So much of this stuff coming again, being promoted in our schools and societies overall. College, a wasteland through and through. Number three, the government and its laws religious freedom, fears that Christians are being silenced in schools. I can prove it to you 1,000 times over if you've got the time, just on stories I've done on my Hello World program. I can't believe some of the stuff that people have to endure. That's in the workplace and public life. There are hundreds and hundreds, and well, thousands of documented cases. Corruption and injustice, concerns again over who's the honest leader here? Who is really leading? How about those unjust laws? How about failures to uphold biblical justice? The question comes out, everything is relative. What is truth? God says you shall know the truth. What is it? Every man is right how? In his own mind. I'm right, you're right, we're all right. Give me your opinion, we're all right. No, we're not. That's why we have this right here, to tell us what is right, beloved. And sometimes this stuff rubs you the wrong way. Do you understand that? I've told God many times, I could do this a whole lot better. At least I could do it in a way I could be happy with. Why are you always screwing up my life? Is he really? He's not. You know, something more along the line discovered this. Boy, I've complained to God about a number of hurts that I know he could have stopped. But he didn't. And you know what I'm talking about. And guess oftentimes how those turned out. I can tell you they turned out to be some of the best things that's ever happened in my life. At the time, I was ready to shake a fist toward God and give him a what for? Nobody loves you more than God. Nobody loves you more than God. And he has no desire to hurt you. He wants what's best for you. I'm going to go into some major spine surgery October the 30th. They're going to hurt me. And I'm a wimp. But guess what I expect to happen? I'm going to be better. Our brother here was telling me a story. It's almost hard for me to believe that he was paralyzed from the neck down. And they operated him, took almost a third of his spine. He was paralyzed from the neck down. And today all he has is a cane there. He's walking pretty good. It's amazing what God can do. God can do things man can never do. Number four, attack on the family. There's such a breakdown of the traditional family. Where is it? Husband, wife. A lot of this, unfortunately, in the black community, because men don't have what they need to stick to the stuff. It's so easy to impregnate several women and take a hike. That is terrible, beloved. I don't care what color you are. And that's what we're dealing with that now in our very own household. And others, all of a sudden, they're questioning, maybe that was right. Maybe grandpa's not right. Maybe that's what you should do. No, it's not. The Bible says it's not. One woman, one man, that's what the Bible says. You don't have sex in any situation until you're married to that person. What happened to that rule? In America, divorce, overwhelming fact of fatherlessness, a redefining of marriage. She is married to her. What is that about? Oh, that just grinds me when I hear that. And by the way, I love the sinner. People say sometimes I've been accused of being racist on my radio program, of being homophobic and so on and so forth. Hey, I have five black children in my home and have had for the last 4 years. Mrs. Pat and I have done without a ton of stuff just to keep things and food on the table for these kids. I have homosexuals over to my house all the time that used to go to my church as well as friends of my kids, and they are welcome in my home. And they know exactly where I stand, by the way. And anytime they want to talk about it, I'm going to take this book and talk to them about it. I am against your sin, but you always need to know you're welcome here, and I love you. Jesus would do that. Yes, he would. It's important to kind of get our things together in that area, I think. Children being indoctrinated, worries about what kids are being taught in the schools. Sexuality, what are they being taught? Do you know so many kids enter the college, and this is where Charlie Cook was doing, Kirk was doing such a great job. So many kids go into college and university level and they're decent, but it doesn't take long to be around all those, the bad, the worldview out there that's not godly. And it doesn't take very long at all to turn the ship around. And now they're all washed up, and now you've got a mess on your hands. Kids being taught the wrong thing of race and values, public education, and by there are two things. If you get nothing else out of this message, this is my message on the new America. The two greatest destroyers of America today, public education and their teachings, and the media. Those are the two killers.
We have been listening to part one of Dr. Greg Patton's presentation, Rising Tide of Evil. We'll hear the conclusion on our next program. This presentation is part of the Prophecy in the News Live 2025 Bristol Conference DVD collection, which is now available. You can experience the power of biblical truth unfolding today. Step into the heart of prophecy and watch God's Word come alive. Prophecy in the News Live 2025, filmed in Bristol, Virginia, captures 3 days of dynamic teaching from some of today's foremost voices in Bible prophecy. This powerful DVD collection brings the entire conference experience straight to your home, church, or small group so you can understand today's world through God's eternal Word. Discover how ancient prophecies are being fulfilled before our eyes as experts reveal the spiritual battles, world events, and cosmic conflicts shaping our future. Each presentation is packed with insight, inspiration, and scriptural truth, covering topics such as angelic warfare, the invisible war around us, Christ in the Passover, and the Jewish roots of Christianity. Order your copy of the Prophecy in the News Live 2025 Conference DVD set today. Call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. You can also order on our website, swrc.com. This DVD set includes powerful messages from Josh Davis, Mac Dominic, Micah Van Huss, William Federer, Greg Patton, Lonnie Shipman, Dr. Larry Spargimino, Larry Stamm, and Clayton Van Huss. Don't miss this prophetic conference experience. Order the Prophecy in the News Live 2025 Bristol Conference DVD set today and see how Scripture shines light on the times we're living in. 1-800-652-1144. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful friends like you. To learn more, visit swrc.com. That's swrc.com.